Representatives from 189 nations are right now in Nairobi, Kenya, to explore options for a global agreement to combat climate change. High on the agenda is how the world can help Africa adapt to global warming. John Hayes, spokesman for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, spoke to Vanessa Greco about the importance of the location of the conference.
Well, it's very significant this conference is taking place here in Africa. One of the main focuses of the conference is on adaptation, and it's quite clear that all countries of the world need to adapt to climate change, but not least vulnerable, least developing countries, and not least African countries, who are particularly vulnerable, for example, to rising sea levels and a lack of fresh water and a lack of water for agriculture.
How can the international community help?
The international community can help in several ways. We're looking at how developed countries can transfer clean technologies to Africa. That's one central issue here at the conference. Another is helping countries, particularly vulnerable countries, adapt to climate change. And in order to be able to adapt, they need the right capacity building, they need the right funding, and this is what this conference is all about.
What about religious communities, Mr. Hay? What can they do to help?
I'm not entirely sure about the role of religious communities, to be honest. I'm not an expert on that, but I can tell you that faith groups are playing an important role in the climate change debate. We're actually seeing in the United States people coming out from various religious communities saying that politicians must move faster on climate change. And these are often people who have a very strong sense of preserving the ecosystems of the earth, preserving nature, preserving creation. And we do have some faith groups represented here in Nairobi.